There's a new reason to be worried about rising seas. I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, John Huntley, assistant professor in the Department of Geological Sciences at the University of Missouri, explores why parasites from the past may be a problem of the future.
Rising sea levels could be detrimental to human health through the rise of parasites. In 2014, our team found that clams from the Holocene epoch, which began about 11,700 years ago, contained clues about how sea level rise due to climate change could foreshadow this rise in parasitic trematodes, or flatworms. Now, working with scientists from the universities of Bologna and Florida, we found this could be on a much shorter time scale. Ancient trematodes had soft bodies, therefore they didn't leave body fossils. However, many clams infected with trematodes developed oval-shaped pits around the parasite in the attempt to seal it off. And it's the prevalence of those pits and their makeup that provide clues as to what happened through time. Using 61 samples from a drill core taken from the Po River Plain in Italy, we examined trematode traces and matched the information to existing records measuring sea level and salinity changes through the ages. We found that pulses in sea level rise occurred on the scale of hundreds of years, and that correlated to rises in parasitic trematodes in the core samples. What concerned us is that these rises are going to continue to happen, and perhaps at accelerated rates, posing grave concerns for public health. These rises will also affect freshwater habitats that are home to the snail host of blood flukes, which infect and kill a million or more people globally each year. What's scary is it could potentially affect the generations of our kids or grandkids. Findings from our study in northern Italy suggest that parasitic infections could increase in the next century if history repeats itself. However, our observations could provide a good roadmap for conservationists and those making decisions about freshwater, brackish, and marine environments worldwide.
That was John Huntley of the University of Missouri. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.